Good morning. Spain's caretaker Foreign Affairs Minister Josep Borrell has been chosen as head of diplomacy for the European Union, a role he will take up from the 1st of November. Mr. Borrell was voted for by two-thirds of members of the European Parliament's Foreign Affairs Commission. The acting minister said on Monday that if he was elected as head of diplomacy and deputy European Commission president, he would attempt to imprint more ambition on the EU's foreign policies in order to render it more of a global actor. Mr. Borrell made it clear he intended to restore relations between the EU and the USA as a priority at a time of trade tensions and to identify key areas of action on the war on climate change and also a new political strategy with Asia. A young woman is in a serious condition after falling from the sixth floor of a building in Malaga. The 22-year-old fell from the building on Monday evening. According to emergency services, several calls were made at around 7:30 p.m. The National Police told the press the woman fell after leaning on a window rail that was in a poor condition. The railing gave way, causing the woman to fall six stories. Amazingly, she survived, but is still in a serious condition in the Carlos Ayer Hospital. Beachgoers in Almería City had a surprise on Sunday morning when a small boat packed with 18 illegal Algerian immigrants reached the shore, and with shouts of "We're in Spain," the occupants tried to make a run for it. Around five police cars sped to the Alzapío beach after members of the public called in the unexpected arrivals. Officers caught up with and detained 12 of the Algerians on the seafront promenade, but the six others managed to get away and disappeared down nearby streets. Some 300 illegal immigrants reached Spanish shores over the weekend. On Saturday alone, approximately 160 people were rescued and taken to Malaga port. And Valencia is set to get the largest arena in the country. The multi-purpose venue will sit on 21,500 square kilometres of land and have a capacity of 18,600 people for concerts and 15,000 for basketball matches. Coming in at around €220 million, construction is expected to begin next summer for completion in 2023. The project is led by Spanish entrepreneur Juan Roig. The Valencia Arena project has been described as a personal and altruistic initiative for Juan Roig, who is the president of Mercadona, Spain's most successful supermarket. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.